The next case this morning is number 3 in the matter of the search warrant for 13811 Highway 99, Linwood, Washington. Good morning. Did you wish to reserve any time for?
I did, Your Honor. For the record, Matt Kaser, Assistant City Attorney, on behalf of the appellants, I'd like to reserve 2 minutes for my rebuttal.
All right.
Given the limited time which I have this morning, I would like to focus primarily on the first assignment of error and kind of cut to the heart of the matter as it relates to the Rule 2.3 issues below, unless the court has specific questions as it relates to the Franks issues or some of the other collateral issues which were raised by the respondent in their appellant's brief. Or in the respondent's brief, sorry. What I'm asking this court to do is ultimately to reverse the decision of the Snohomish County Superior Court directing the return of property. That decision is wrong, and that decision should be reversed for one of three separate reasons. The decision is wrong based on a misreading of the plain language of the rule. It's wrong based on the limited precedent interpreting.
Counsel, let me ask some questions to get you on the right track. It seems to me the threshold question is whether or not the Snohomish County Superior Court had subject matter jurisdiction to decide whether or not the warrant was proper. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. The state constitution gives superior courts general jurisdiction, and I would assume that you don't contest the fact that the superior court in this case had subject matter jurisdiction to consider the question of the warrant.
I will quibble with that. You had a, sounded like a
tell question. Me why you quibble with
I will tell you why I quibble with that, and I quibble with it for two different reasons. The first is under a priority of action rule, first in time is first in line. And in this case, the Lakewood Municipal Court exercised its authority to issue the search warrant first.
Do you have a case that supports the proposition that somehow the Superior Court did not have subject matter jurisdiction because of first in time jurisprudence?
We noted in our appellant's brief as well as in the reply brief, that's a well-recognized concept that first in time is first in line from a jurisdictional point of view. The second goes back to the Constitution itself in terms of reading Article 4, Section 6. In the middle of Article 4, Section 6, it's the language of Article 4, Section 6 talks about the Superior Court shall have jurisdiction of insert laundry list of things here. In the middle, it says it shall also have jurisdiction in all other cases provided for where jurisdiction is not provided for by law. I'm paraphrasing, of course. In this case, you have multiple courts which had the opportunity to have exercised jurisdiction on the front end.
Is it your position that somehow the statutes upon which you rely for jurisdiction in the municipal court down in Pierce County somehow divest the Superior Court in Snohomish County of jurisdiction?
Only because the Pierce County courts acted first.
So that's your whole theory?
That's the
theory. That somehow a statute divests the Superior Court in Snohomish County of subject matter jurisdiction conferred by the Constitution?
That's correct.
Is there a case that supports that?
I would direct the court largely probably to the City of Seattle versus the Seattle Seahawks line of cases, where you have the multiple courts in terms of out of King County and Kittitas County on the civil sense.
Let's assume that this court decides that the Snohomish County Superior Court had subject matter jurisdiction to hear the case that resulted in return of the property to the owners. The question then becomes whether or not the warrant issued by the municipal court down in Pierce County was proper, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Normally, that involves a question of whether or not the affidavit established probable cause, right?
Correct.
And that's a two-part inquiry, whether or not crime's been committed and whether or not the place of the search had evidence of that crime. Do you believe in this case that the warrant met those criteria?
We believe that the warrant met both of those criteria, yes.
My understanding is that, having read the affidavit, that we basically had undercover officers going in, finding property down in Pierce County, and then from that, extending the warrant search to Snohomish County.
Correct.
What specific things made that tie appropriate?
There are three things that are outlined in that search warrant itself that make that direct link. Two are documentary. The third is conduct. The two that are documentary has its note in the affidavit. There's the IRS correspondence that Detective Larson had obtained that ties Sue Jones to the Linwood business. There's also the Department of Revenue correspondence that likewise tied there. Then there is the third, which is the conduct, the similar conduct that Detective Larson noted at the Fife Wellness Center, as well as the similar conduct that he noted at the King's Massage up in Linwood.
Similar conduct, you mean acts of prostitution?
Yes.
So the mere conduct, prosecution taking place in Snohomish County and in Pierce County is the tie that you believe establishes probable cause?
All three taken together establish probable cause, yes. And in probable cause, you're looking at a totality of the evidence test. So obviously, you can't say, well, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, but you're looking at the totality of the circumstances.
Going back to the Mariner, or I think it was the Seahawks case you referenced, wasn't that two superior courts?
That was two superior.
Fighting over who got to hear that case,
right.
Kittas versus King. Here you have a court of limited jurisdiction versus a general jurisdiction court. Doesn't that change the analysis?
It doesn't change the analysis. Has you actually look at the court of limited jurisdiction version of the rule on these facts. By the time that this argument was held in Snohomish Superior Court, charges had already been filed in Pierce Superior Court. Under the court of limited jurisdiction rule, had the motion been filed in Lakewood Municipal Court, it was obligated to transfer the motion to the court in which the charges were filed. So you ultimately end up into a dispute between Pierce Superior and Snohomish Superior. On the other
hand, what is the basis for the transfer?
The basis of
our statute that allows
it? It's within the scope of the rule.
Which rule?
Court of Limited Jurisdiction Rule 2.3E.
2.3.
Right, and it talks about where charges are pending, where charges are not pending.
But doesn't that mean charges are pending in a court of limited jurisdiction?
No, it talks about it shall transfer it. And then it goes on to say it then shall be governed by that court's rules of procedure.
Let me ask you another question. Your briefing seems to suggest that jurisdiction is somehow conferred by virtue of the criminal rules of procedure. Is that a correct reading of the briefing?
In part. The jurisdiction.
Is there a case that says that jurisdiction may be somehow vested by a court rule?
Jurisdiction, no. And in fact, that's largely to the contrary, that jurisdiction is not vested by terms of a court rule. And that cuts both ways in this particular case, because the jurisdiction of the Snohomish Superior Court was exclusively claimed based on the Superior Court version of the rule.
Okay. I have another question to time for me. Is it your position here that the venue, as opposed to subject matter jurisdiction, was inappropriate in this case?
It is likewise improper, whether it was Snohomish. The bottom line is the wrong form for this.
If the Snohomish County Superior Court had general jurisdiction, would it not also have been the proper venue?
Assuming that that had that, I would maintain wrong venue for many of those same reasons and some of the reasons we talked about in our brief, which is where you ultimately have two superior courts angling over a single criminal prosecution at that point in time. It should have deferred, transferred it, dismissed it. But Snohomish, under any set of circumstances, should not have been the forum. I want to go back to one question just briefly where you talked about the court of limited jurisdiction, the Superior Court. The result that we're arguing is not that anomalous. Even though this is a criminal case, I think you can apply that same rule in the context of a civil case, where if you have a small value personal injury case, for example, a claimant has the option to file in either district court or superior court. Whichever court they choose to file in, you're not necessarily going to import the same version of the rules to that circumstance. It's first in time, first in line, and in this case, that was at Lakewood. I reserve the balance of my time.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Derek Conham, and with me is my co-counsel, Tom Conham. We represent the respondents in this case, the aggrieved persons, Kum Lee and Young Ludeman. Your Honors.
Excuse me.
Absolutely, Your Honor. It absolutely was, and a person who is searched in Snohomish County and whose property is seized in Snohomish County as a result of both illegal warrant searches as well as illegal warrantless searches has the right to obtain relief from Snohomish County Superior Court under both Article 4, Section 6 of the Constitution as well as Criminal Rule 2.3. And that procedure was followed properly in this case by the respondents pursuant to the Schilberg case as well as State versus Card, which outline how an aggrieved person could seek to obtain the return of property that was illegally seized. Absolutely, Your Honor. The Snohomish County Superior Court had both subject matter jurisdiction and the venue was proper. Now, the rule itself, 2.3, has some interesting features about it, but it is not limited to where a search warrant was issued. State versus Card and Schilberg talk about that an aggrieved person can, by affidavit, initiate a motion to return the property, which was done in this case. But the actual the interesting thing about both of those cases is that it's actually the initial burden is on the government. So it's a little bit of an interesting rule because until the property is seized, there's nothing to return. There's no motion to return the property at that point. Once the property is seized, the aggrieved persons then make the motion by affidavit, which happened in this case, and in this case, the aggrieved persons, our clients, provided proof in the form of bills of sale, vehicle records, documentation showing that they were the true owners of the property.
Let me ask you a question. Everybody seems to be talking about the rule, and it's not clear to me that whether you're saying that the rule somehow confers jurisdiction.
It's, Your Honor, we believe it's absolutely the Constitution that this stems from. So make no mistake about that.
The felony charges filed in Pierce County was against Jones.
Correct.
Neither of the aggrieved parties here were charged.
That's absolutely right, Your Honor. And
at the time the motion for the return of property was made, had those charges been filed in Pierce County?
Yes, Your Honor. And
so could you have gone to Pierce County Superior Court and made your same motion?
Yes, but keep in mind, the rule itself, as counsel for the city indicates, indicates a transfer. There are different ways to transfer. One is from the district court to the Superior Court. Now, had our clients filed a motion to return the property in the Pierce County Superior Court, what would that court have done? Well, our contention would be, given the lack of nexus between the Pierce County searches and search warrant and the Snohomish County business, really the very paucity of nexus, the lack of nexus, as well as the lack of probable cause, what would that Pierce County Superior Court have done? Well, they would have either declined jurisdiction, they would have dismissed the case, or transferred it to Snohomish County Superior Court, and that would have been completely proper under both the Constitution and the rule.
And under, when you say the rule, you mean 2.3?
Correct, Your Honor.
Pierce could have transferred to Snohomish.
Absolutely. And so what did the respondents, our clients, do in this case? Well, we simply filed the motion to return the property in the forum that, even under the city's theory, the proper forum for hearing this argument. So the bottom line is the city itself, after the respondents filed the motion to return the property, the city did not follow the proper procedure. The city did not file, I guess you could term it a responsive affidavit, but it's their initial burden to prove superior possessory or superior right in the property. The only right that the city could possibly claim in the property is that they had it at some point, but that does not defeat the actual ownership that was proven by the respondents. So the city itself didn't even follow the procedure laid out in Schilberg and Card, and now comes before the court, and it's our understanding wants a testimonial hearing. That's what the city wants the court to do. Of course, we want the court to affirm the order of Judge Bowden in the Superior Court of Snohomish County below.
Let me go back to something that you mentioned. You talked about probable cause. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
The city says that the affidavit established probable cause. I assume you disagree.
Absolutely.
So what?
Yes, we do disagree. And interestingly, the city really does not respond to the illegality of the search warrant, which our contention is that it would be illegal on its face, that there was no probable cause nexus from the actions in Pierce County to those of Snohomish County, that there's no substantive probable cause, because in this case, our clients, the aggrieved persons, Ms. Lee and Ms. Ludeman, as you know from the record, were actually seize, their persons seized, their vehicles seized, containers, their purses, the items in their vehicles, all seized outside of the King's Massage residence, or excuse me, business in Snohomish County. So in other words, the warrant does not, the warrant is for the search of the residence, the business, and our clients, the aggrieved persons, were seized and searched completely outside of that. So on its...
Money inside the King's Massage, or was it in the vehicle, or do we know?
There was money that was inside of the business and also outside.
Okay.
In fact...
with respect, you're talking about the scope, the execution.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Your Honor.
So, let's focus on the actual King's Massage. The city seems to be arguing that it's assigned because of common ownership. Is that the basis for probable cause?
Is the common ownership of King's Massage?
Place in Pierce County. I'm sorry. The name of the
massage
parlor.
The Pierce County parlor is Wellness Clinic,
right.
And the one in Snohomish County is King's Massage. And as we've shown in the record shows, the actual ties that the city wants this court to sort of focus on between Sue Jones' ownership of Wellness Clinic and some purported ownership of King's Massage in Snohomish County simply are non-existent, Your Honor, and we talk about that as to the scope of the probable cause or lack thereof, namely due to the fact that the detective, the affiant for the search warrant, indicates that he performed a search through the Department of Revenue database that indicated that Sue Jones at some point had owned King's Massage. But as you know, Your Honor, from the record, that record itself also indicates that that account was closed 10 months before the application for the search warrant.
In your view, was the warrant to, if the warrant was just to search the premises in Snohomish County, wouldn't a common sense reading of it that based just on the surveillance activities of the officers that they went in there, they paid for sexual activity, wouldn't that establish probable cause that there was some sort of prostitution activity going on?
Well, I think that goes back to what the city's point was as far as the ties that they think. They think because that there was prostitution activity in the wellness clinic and there was prostitution activity, so they say, in the King's Massage in Snohomish County, that somehow establishes probable cause for a warrant to search that business from a Lakewood Municipal Court, and we strongly disagree. The other thing to keep in mind here, Your Honors, though, of course, is that most of this search is done warrantlessly because the aggrieved persons, our clients, are not named anywhere in this warrant. The surveillance that's conducted as part of the search warrant affidavit says nothing about our clients, says nothing about, and really says nothing about Sue Jones either. That's the key thing, too, is that the city's whole premise in this case is based really on a false notion that the Snohomish County activity has something to do with the ongoing case against Sue Jones in Pierce County, and that's simply false, Your Honor. But my point, Your Honor, that I was touching on before was that it's important to note that most of what was seized in this case was done completely warrantlessly. So this quick case doesn't just turn on could Lakewood Municipal issue a warrant for Snohomish County, for property, persons and property in Snohomish County, but the illegality of a warrantless search, and the city certainly hasn't contended and can't point to any authority that Lakewood Municipal Court would have any authority to hear a case that arose from a completely warrantless illegal search. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. From the city's perspective, at least in hearing the respondent's argument, this seems to be a situation where a lot of things try and be short-circuited, trying to short-circuit process, trying to short-circuit a record.
What was the probable cause to seize the two individuals and the cars in the parking lot totally outside the building?
That stems from the warrant, and I would direct the court that that was one of the premises of the underlying motion. I would direct the court to CP 118, and I'd go back a page from 117 towards the end. The underlying gist of the entire motion that was in Snohomish County Superior Court was premised on what was asserted to be an improper search warrant. When Lakewood pointed out that there was a separate statute that authorized this, RCW 220.030, the focus shift and said, well, wait a second. Now let's try and attack it from a different way. When I talk about short-circuiting the process, the argument that was made in Superior Court at the get-go was you don't have the authority under State versus Davidson, and the search is overbroad. And we said, time out. Here's the statute. It gives us that authority. And then it morphs to something else. There is no affidavit that was submitted by the aggrieved parties when the motions were filed in April of 2015 that set forth a claim of entitlement, that set forth anything. And then what we're told today is, well, maybe we should have just brought it into Snohomish County Superior Court because that's where it should have ended up in the first place. And to that, I would suggest to the court that is bad precedent, that is bad policy when you look at the purpose of a search warrant. You have an ongoing criminal case at that point in time in Pierce County Superior Court. Pierce County Superior Court is in the best position to weigh whether it should retain authority over any Rule 2.3e challenges or change the location of the argument to any of those up to Snohomish County Superior Court. The closest I would give you, and I know I'm out of time. Yeah. The closest I would give you on this is you have a return of service, and the return of service is, I want to say it's actually the last page in the clerk's papers. It is difficult. It is hard to read. So to say that stuff has been, you can say stuff has been seized, but what stuff has been seized? As you look at that return of service that was supplied by the respondents, it's hard to say. So I know that's an imperfect question, imperfect answer to your question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.